With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is postponing a new 25% tariff on most goods from Mexico for a month. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with a report.
There's a new development in the president's on-again, off-again import tariffs. After talking with Mexico's president, Donald Trump announced a one-month pause on tariffs for most goods from Mexico. This is the second one-month postponement since he first unveiled the import taxes early last month. The president wrote on social media that he and his Mexican counterpart are working hard together on the border and that he's pausing the tariffs as an accommodation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, some European leaders are finally waking up to the reality of their countries having to shoulder more of the responsibility for their own defense. French President Macron is sounding an alarm. The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris.
This was a president seeking to make the French understand the unprecedented gravity of the current predicament. A continent, Europe, for the first time since World War II, obliged to fend for itself. He said he hoped the alliance with the US would survive, but the French and Europeans had to prepare to go it alone. This would mean reindustrialization in defence and the raising of huge amounts of money. How this might be done at the European level may become clearer in Brussels, but the president indicated that important and painful choices would also have to be made in France.
EU leaders are holding an emergency defense summit in Brussels. Applications for jobless benefits fell last week. The number of Americans filing for benefits fell by 21,000 to 221,000 for the week ending March 1st, according to the Labor Department. On Wall Street, stocks are deep in the red now. All three major indexes are down well over 1%. This is SRN News. Wyoming has a new bathroom law.
The measure bars males from using female bathrooms, changing rooms, locker rooms, or living quarters in any state building or institution, including universities and colleges. Sarah Beth Nolan of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, states have a duty to protect the privacy, safety, and dignity of women and girls. Letting men intrude on women's spaces is a threat to their safety and a denial of the real biological differences between the two sexes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has signaled that it will move to let Idaho enforce its strict abortion ban. The Biden administration had gone to court to block that law, saying it would prevent women from having abortions in medical emergencies. Dropping the case would be among the new administration's first major moves on abortion. In his first term, President Trump appointed many of the Supreme Court justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade in the summer of 2022. This is SRN News. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on a California lawsuit related to the devastating wildfires.
Los Angeles County says it's suing Southern California Edison. They allege the utility's equipment sparked January's Eaton fire. The fire destroyed more than 9,400 structures and killed 17 people in the Altadena area. The lawsuit seeks to recover costs and damages sustained from the blaze that damaged essential community infrastructure. The complaint alleges that witnesses, photos and videos indicate the fire started directly under Edison transmission lines in Eaton Canyon. Edison says it's reviewing the lawsuit. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A seventh inmate died in a troubled maximum security prison in southern Wisconsin. 23-year-old Damian Evans died Tuesday at Wampum Correctional Institution. He was incarcerated for armed robbery. The website does not list any details of his death. More details at SRNNews.com.